Next FM. Kid Nation is back.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Good news, you guys. We have a celebrity on the phone.
Yay.
And this is all thanks to Kelly Raspberry and her connects.
That's what it is.
Because you're going to be hanging out with this celebrity right here.
I know. I'm very excited and nervous.
He's on Dancing with the Stars. Not this season, but he's one of the most famous dancers out of that show. And he only needs to go by one name and one name only. You know him as Max.
Awesome.
The bad boy of the dance floor.
Max.
Hi, Max. How you doing, buddy?
It never gets old, and I always giggle, and these introductions just get, Thank you. I appreciate it. I like how you were trying to find the way to classify me as, well, he's not on the show, but, you know, he's that, but, you know, he's that guy that you, everybody knows that guy. He said some stuff back in the day.
Yeah, Max Stramovsky. I think a lot of people are intimidated by saying your last name. It's a mouthful.
I was going to say, yeah, he only goes by one name because the rest is so hard to pronounce.
Yeah, right.
Your full name is Maxim Chernovsky, right?
Nope, you misspelled it. You misspoke it.
There's a lot of wrong there, but, you know,
a lot of wrong there.
It took like 15 years to perfect the name, and but Chmerkovsky, it's a tough one.
Chmerkovsky.
Well, I've been saying it wrong, too.
You were saying Chmerkovsky.
Yeah, I think I go by the way the announcer does it, and he was doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Tom did a good job, I have to say. Thank you guys so much for having me, although I don't understand why every single morning show has to be at this like crazy wee hours.
Us too.
I didn't exist at this time of day until the baby. So
We've been trying to get him to move our morning show to the afternoon for years.
Right?
Can we have a morning show in the afternoon? That'd be great.
That would be.
How is the baby, Max? Because you're a daddy now. You're sensitive now. A lot of tears coming out.
It's been amazing. I thought there was going to be much, you know, let the mom take care of this. Or, you know, kids be kids type of stuff. Not even. I'm freaking out about everything. I'm so into like, is this okay? Is this okay? And Peter has to like kick me out of the room. So it's been fun. But he's you know, we're in love, and she's been amazing, and it's been incredible.
Well, you know, Max has got the nickname, the bad boy of the ballroom, the bad boy of the dance floor, but the truth is, he's not a bad boy.
No, he's a sweetheart.
He's not. He is a sweetheart. The reason we have Max on the show today is because we have a charity that we're doing together this weekend.
Okay.
It's called A Walk in the Park for J-Fay.
Okay.
Now, I've known J-Fay's parents, Michelle and Jason Fraser, for 20 years. And I don't know how Max, maybe Max can explain how he got involved with the family. But a couple of Thanksgivings ago, this family, all they do is serve. I mean, that they're, as a family.
Yeah.
And they were out serving homeless people on Thanksgiving. And on the way home, they were hit by a car.
I remember this story.
Yeah, it was in all the news. It's been this year, I think it'll be three Thanksgivings ago.
Yeah.
And J-Fay basically died. She should not be alive today, but that little girl has fought her way back, and she and the family has been such a testimony. They have never cursed. If they have, they've done it in private. They've never questioned God. They're like, this is what's before us. She's going to have such a testimony when she comes out of this. And she is fighting her way back to just to live, to speak, to walk, all the functions she's having to learn all over again, which is a huge expense to the family.
Wow.
So I would like to, and Max is going to be involved with this fundraiser this weekend. But Max, how did you get to know the Frasers and J-Fay?
I think it was definitely meant to be somehow. This was weird because I met one person a long time ago in Dallas. Years later, I'm on the show. And my brother's partner was Victoria Arland. And while she was on the show, my friend that I met all those years ago in Dallas had texted me and he's like, hey, so, you know, there's this family. And he told me J-Fay's story. And this was last year, so, you know, I'm a new father now, I'm a new parent, and the story really touched me. I have no idea how he even related, but I think it was something about, you know, how much good the family is doing, and on the day of doing so much good, something that tragic happens. Like, I don't know, that got to me. The fact that she was 13 and dancer, that got to me, you know, so there were a lot of elements, and you know, we did a lot of dumb fundraising for stupid things. This is one of the best things that, you know, you could use your celebrity for if there's such a thing. And you know, I if you know me personally, when you know me personally, you know that I couldn't care less about my status and, you know, TV show and where I'm from and what I did. You know, I just care about what I can do now. And, you know, if I did spend a couple of minutes on television and somebody does want to spend some time with me, you know, and they feel like it would be a valuable experience, this is what I do. I just offer my services to fundraisers to try and raise, you know, money for various things. This is something that definitely makes sense. I would like to help. So I offered a package of 2 tickets to fly to LA, spend time with me in the local dance studio. I'll teach you and whoever your guests are. We'll spend an hour. You'll definitely walk out dancing.
That's awesome, man.
We'll go have some lunch. And this would all be around a date of taping of the next season. So if anybody has a friend that is interested in Dancing with the Stars tickets, advanced lesson with Max, and a sexy lunch somewhere.
Sexy lunch. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
For an amazing cause.
Well, that's awesome, man.
It's great, man, because if you look at it, and you're right, Max, we are all just people, and some of us are a little bit luckier than others. Some of us have better talents, and you have that talent that got you on TV, that got you some fame, and the fact that you're giving back to the community and trying to help out this family is great, man. Yeah. We really appreciate that. And again, if you didn't hear exactly what Max said, he said, you're going to fly out to L.A., with a friend, do a dance class with them for a couple hours.
Stay at a hotel. The CBS studios, which is where they do Dancing with the Stars.
Next season of Dancing with the Stars, and a sexy lunch.
Yeah, after that sexy lunch, you go to a taping. Isn't that awesome?
That sounds so awesome. Now, when's this happening, Kelly?
Okay, so the actual event is this Sunday at the Statler Hotel. JC, we've been there. It's a sexy hotel in Dallas.
This is so sexy.
And it's an event for the entire family because, you know, Jay Faye is a little girl and her dance troupe and all these kids have rallied around her. So we wanted to invite kids to come.
I just want to add, I'm bringing some firepower because I'm taking Peter out as well.
Yes.
Oh, you're bringing your girl's coming?
So Max and Peter are going to both be there. They're going to be doing a little, I don't want to say too much, but you're going to want to come. Okay. You're going to want to come and see Max and Peter.
All right.
But it's from 2 to 6 p.m. because we want, you know, kids to come. It's only $50 for adults, $25 for kids. But you get food, you get entertainment, you get to play carnival games. There's raffle prizes. You can bid on this. Even if you can't come Sunday, you can bid on this package with Max. I'll give you the website in 1 second.
Okay.
And they're also going to be auctioning off this tour of the Dallas Star, which is, you know, their practice facility in Frisco.
Yep.
But this is going to be so
amazing, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Charlotte Jones Anderson, Jerry's daughter, is going to give you a private tour.
Okay.
And then you're going to go into the Cowboys Club, the Legends area, and Daryl Johnston, Troy Aikman, Darren Woodson, Emmitt Smith, and Brad Sham will do a personal Q&A with you.
Wow.
Money can't buy that.
No.
Well, I guess obviously it can, but...
Yes, it can. Money can buy that.
It actually can.
Yeah, it actually can.
Can you believe that?
That's so cool.
I'm going to buy one, I think.
Yeah.
And Alan's going to have to fight me over it, but they'll have beer, wine, and appetizers during this quarterback club experience. And you can go online and buy those for $1,500 each. Okay. They're going to save a couple for auction the day of.
Yeah.
But this is the website, okay? 501auction.com/prayforJFay.
Okay.
501auction.com/prayforJFay.
How do you spell
JFay? J-A-Y-F-A-Y. We'll put the link up.
Exactly. We know you're driving. You probably don't have a pen handy. We'll put it up at kidnation.com so you could bid on this and hopefully have that sexy date with Max.
Awesome, guys.
But it is this Sunday from 2 to 6 at the Statler. We'd love for you to come out. And Max, the fact that you got up so early in L.A. to talk to us, we appreciate that. If you can be there, if you can't be there, there are auction items you can bid on online. The ticket's very reasonable, 50 for adults, 25 for kids. We're bringing the whole family this Sunday.
Cool.
Statler Hotel in Dallas from 2 to 6. Go to 501auction.com/prayforJFay. I'll have it up on my social media. We'll have it on KidNation.com.
And hey, pray for JFay, too.
Yep.
More Kid Craddock Morning Show is heading your way.